Today, I will show you how to get ungated to sell in any private labelable or arbitrageable product category on Amazon FBA. Welcome back to the Jodcast, jod.com/Jodcast, if you want to see all the different platforms this podcast is on. This is none other than Seth Kniep, your host, Seth Kniep, Kniep in a Reel. I am here to teach you how to sell on Amazon FBA. We currently run hundreds of Amazon stores. We have failed a lot. We have succeeded a lot. And I'm here to teach you everything I can so that when you are done with this episode, you walk away with tips you can use to build your own Amazon business. So here we go. I will give you three tips to qualify to get ungated for a product category in Amazon. And then I'm going to show you how to apply. Now, keep in mind a couple things, a couple caveats. These tips are not guarantees you're going to get ungated. Amazon makes the final decision, but most of the time they work. These tips can increase your chances of getting ungated. And Amazon changes a lot. They enjoy changing. They like keeping us on our toes. So for example, on Monday, you might notice that a category is not gated. And then on Tuesday, it became gated. Or on Wednesday, you might notice a subcategory is gated, but by Thursday, it is ungated. So it changes. So it's never one exact static list. Amazon's constantly testing, and you might even be part of a subset group that they're testing. So you are the guinea pig, and therefore it might give you special privileges on Amazon and sometimes a lack of privileges on Amazon. But these three tips should help you, and I'm gonna start with tip number one. Sell as much as you can on Amazon. Are you serious? Yeah. That's it? Just sell a bunch of products? Yes. Yeah, but Seth, you don't understand. I wanted to sell in a subcategory under baby, and I noticed that the particular product I'm looking at requires ungating. So how am I supposed to sell a lot? I mean, I'm gated from selling in that subcategory? Well, pick another category. Yeah, but that's not what I wanted. Well, welcome to entrepreneurialism. You got to pivot. You have to be flexible. Sometimes you're going to have to do stuff you may not prefer. Remember, are you in this ultimately because of the brand you want to build or because of the passive income it can create, which in turn can create freedom for you and those you love? If you are in this because you're trying to create freedom, then be willing to sell in a product category that may not be your number one top pick. Here's the good news, guys. The vast majority of categories on Amazon are open to new sellers. This is awesome. The fact that Amazon will let a brand new seller with zero selling history on their account start selling in the vast majority of categories is phenomenally awesome. It's not like you're lacking opportunity. You just have to have the will to do it. So, number one, sell as much as you can on Amazon. Sell in ungated categories. Why? Well, because a strong sales history will cause Amazon to trust you. The more Amazon trusts you, the more apt they are to approve you to sell in gated categories. Now, this doesn't mean you can't just go in and apply for a gated category. You are welcome to do that. Be my guest. Put Amazon's service to the test. And sometimes they will approve your application, even though you have no selling history. And other times they will not. But here's one thing I can tell you, as guaranteed as I'm talking to you through the microphone right now. The more sales you have, the easier it is to get ungated for any Amazon product category. Now, here's the good news. If you're getting discouraged because Amazon's not approving your application, would you please keep in mind that there are probably 1,000, maybe 10,000 other entrepreneurs trying to do the same thing, and they're getting discouraged, and then they're giving up. But you're different. You're the kind of person who has resilience. You're the kind of person who enjoys rejection because through that rejection, you get stronger. Every no turns into a, that ain't so bad, let's do it again, until you succeed, which differentiates you apart from other Amazon sellers, which means fewer sellers will be in that product category because of all the ones that gave up. And you're going to be one of the few, which means you're going to make a larger lion's share of the market going into your pocket versus theirs. So remember that as an entrepreneur, you will run into obstacles. And if there's any guaranteed thing, as you go, you will fall a lot. Your knees will get bloody. You get up and you keep going. That is the only way to succeed as an entrepreneur. Now, let me give you tip number two. Not only do you want to be selling as much as you can on Amazon, but you want to keep your Amazon seller account healthy. Now, you would think that for most third-party sellers, this is just common sense. Unfortunately, it's not for a lot of third-party sellers. But thank God, Amazon has told us exactly what they consider a healthy account. I mean, can you imagine Amazon just saying, do a good job, be nice to the customers, get back to them in a reasonable amount of time, but you have no way to measure those metrics. Well, Amazon's metrics are very specific, and I'm gonna give you first the three big ones. You ready? You want a low rate of returns. I'll give you a specific metric on that in a minute. In other words, if you are selling 100 products, very few of those products do you want returned by Amazon customers. Now, keep in mind that some product categories are going to have higher returns than others. For example, clothing and shoes will always have higher returns. Why is that? Well, think about it. The shoes might look cool on the picture, but when you put them on your feet and they're squishing your toes, there's probably no chance under heaven you're going to keep them. You're going to return them. And there was no way you could have known that until you put them on your foot. Same thing goes for clothing. If you can't experience it and it has to fit your body, since every body is unique, the chances of returning it are high. But something else like a watch, a cell phone case, a coaster, a coffee mug, a lint roller, a light, those kinds of things don't get such high returns. Therefore, Amazon shows more grace when it comes to more high return products. Something else to keep in mind, when January hits, expect a lot of returns. Why is that? Well, everyone's buying in December, whether it's for their uncle's Christmas gift, or just because they're in the cheerful Santa Claus-y buying season of the year, or they want to spend the money on business expenses to get that tax write-off before January 1st hits. And as a result, they get a lot of stuff. Well, when you get a lot of stuff, what happens? Well, you know, you also get what comes with it, and that is returns. So January will always be a high return month. Amazon understands that. They show grace because of that. Second way to keep your Amazon seller account healthy, fast shipping if you are shipping FBM. Now, if you've been listening to this Jodcast for any time at all, you know what FBM stands for. Stands for fulfilled by mom. No, just joking. Fulfilled by me. Fulfilled by merchant. You are the merchant. You are fulfilling the order on behalf of the customer. An easy way to remember is think fulfilled by me. In other words, instead of when Bobby McGee buys my product, instead of Amazon shipping the product from the fulfillment center to Bobby McGee, it's going to be me or the third-party logistics center that I hire or whatever service I use, but I'm responsible to fulfill the order. That's FBM. Well, since that's in my power and not in Amazon's, that shipping needs to be fast. Well, what do you mean by fast? Well, if the listing says you're going to ship within 2 days, you better ship in 2 days. In fact, I would recommend within 24 hours. Because as soon as you get outside that metric, you're going to create what is called an order defect rate, ODR, order defect rate. Order defect rate needs to be extremely low. Third tip for keeping your Amazon seller account healthy is called positive seller feedback. This one is actually one of the easier ones. This is different than a review on your listing. Instead of a review on the product, aka the listing, it's a review on you, the seller, the merchant, the third party seller, the business, the LLC, the brand. You get the idea. So if Lucy Pickleberry buys your product and she has a question and you take a long time to get back to her, or you are rude, or your answer is inexplicably incomprehensible, she may give you negative seller feedback. Therefore, that will affect your Amazon account's health. Now, here's a little pro tip, a little hack you can use. Oftentimes, customers will leave a review on your seller feedback instead of a product review. If they do that and it's negative, you can ask Amazon to remove it, and almost every time they will. And here's how you know. If it talks about the product and how crappy the product was, but it was left as a seller feedback review, you can just tell Amazon, hey, this is outside your policy. This is supposed to be on my listing. They'll remove it for you, which can help a lot. So keep that in mind. Okay, so you got those three tips: low rate of returns, fast shipping if it's FBM, and positive seller feedback. Well, sometimes Amazon will auto-approve a gated category because your account health is so strong. And that brings me to three specific things I want to give to you. If you want a healthy Amazon account, you need to keep your ODR down. This is the most important piece of a healthy Amazon account. As I mentioned, ODR stands for not odor, bad smell, stands for order defect rate. Another way of putting it is the percentage of orders that are imperfect or defected orders. Okay. So if you take your defected orders, the bad ones, the bad experience ones for the customer, and you divide it by your total orders, that's your ODR. In other words, one defective order, let's just say the customer complained because the shipping was late. Okay, that's an ODR. One defective order divided by 100 orders from customers would give you a 1% ODR or odor, if you just want to remember it that way. Your ODR is made up of three metrics: negative feedback, A to Z claims, and chargeback claims. And Amazon's target for your ODR is under 1%. You want to hear something kind of cool, guys? We have this group called FBA Mastery. It is a private online group for third-party private label sellers only. This is people who have invested in us, paid us to train them. And once they're in for life. It's awesome. It's jod.com/freedom if you want to meet with someone and figure out what that is. And I'm talking to you, I mean, I believe, based on my experience and all the courses I've taken and checked, I've never found one as thorough, as updated, as complete as Just One Dime. Now, yeah, Seth, you're bragging. It's your own program. I know, but just going to be honest with you, like, it really is phenomenal. We have trained people to become millionaires and multimillionaires, like, all over the place, and it continues to do this successfully. Now, back to the point. Inside that group, people ask questions. And anytime they say hashtag coach, an Amazon expert coach for Just One Dime is required to get back to them within 24 hours. We have our own ODR, order defective rate, but it's more like coach response defective rate. And our goal is to keep it under 1%, just like Amazon. So out of 100 questions people ask a coach inside our private group, fewer than one of them may go unanswered within 24 hours. We got that from Amazon, and it works amazingly, which is why our customer satisfaction is so high amongst our students. Now, it's true you're never going to get a perfect ODR. Like, someone along the way is going to complain. Even if you did it right, someone's still going to get upset because they had a bad day or just a negative person. You ever seen that where you go look at someone's review, then you look at all the reviews for other products and they're all negative? Like, this is a really pessimistic, sad person. You can't control that. It's going to happen. Welcome to the online world. It gets a lot of benefits, but it also comes with a lot of disbenefits. I don't even think that's a word, Caleb, but if you build an excellent product, if your shipping time is stellar, if you're fulfilling the orders, because if it's Amazon, then they take responsibility. Then the solution when you have a bad ODR is sell more volume. And the reason I love that is that goes back to tip number one, you need to sell more. In other words, if I have 100 orders and only one of them was shipped late, or one of them turned into an A to Z claim, I'm not gonna explain all that right now, but basically it means when the customer's upset and they're saying, hey, I'm upset, I want you to give me a refund, I do not like this seller, that'll affect your ODR. If just one of them does this out of 100, you're already outside your ODR minimum. Your account is already unhealthy. All it takes is one out of 100. That's a problem. Well, yeah, it's a problem. But Seth, I did everything I could. I believe you. I did a great job, Seth. I believe you. What's the solution? Sell more. Because if you had 200 orders and you only had that one ODR, what just happened to that 1% ODR? It dropped to 0.5%, which means your account is very healthy. You know, I have watched Shark Tank for years now. And I have had the honor and privilege to work directly with Kevin O'Leary. We actually were able to do an interview in his condo in Miami, Florida, South Florida. And I've talked to this guy many times. He spoke at one of our conferences. And anytime someone asks him the question, what's the most important thing for your business? His answer is always the same. He says, you need more sales. If you don't have sales, your business will die. It's literally like having a newborn child and you don't feed them. They're not going to last long. Now, obviously, as the child gets older, more established, they can go without food for longer periods of time, and eventually they get their own food. And some businesses do that on Amazon. They take on a life of their own. You know, it's kind of funny, but we've been focused so much on the done-for-you stores for this program that, total transparency here, I've avoided one of our own personal stores. Like, literally just kind of neglected it, just kind of let it sit. The other day I checked and it continues to get sales. Nothing amazing, nothing to write mom about, but it's still amazing. Like, I mean, not amazing, but it's consistent. Sales continue to come in. And I go, wow, this store's been around long enough where it started to just kind of take on a life of its own. It's established. It would never do this in its first 6 months of its existence on planet Earth when it was a little newborn baby. But because it's been around for a while, those sales come in. When you're building a business, you're going to solve so many problems by getting more sales. Now, I'm not saying get more sales at the sacrifice of your customer. Of course not. But the truth is, someone's going to get upset no matter what you do. And the answer to that, when once you've done everything you can, is to get more sales so the percentage of the negativity actually goes down. It really does become a numbers game. Let me give you the second tip for getting qualified to get ungated. And that is called product policy compliance. It's about the most boring phrase on planet Earth. And before Caleb in the other room falls asleep, let me explain what it means with all the excitement involved. How well you honor intellectual property of other brands. As long as you're not infringing on other IP, like using someone else's brand name or infringing on their copyright or control right-clicking the photo and copying and saving it and then uploading it to your own listing. I can't believe people actually still do that today. Like, those are literally against the law. Even if they didn't get it copyright registered, you could get in serious trouble for doing that. Just don't do it. I mean, people who do that are being lazy. Don't be lazy. You're building a business. You're building something for the future. Don't take shortcuts. I have this shirt called No Shortcuts because shortcuts never work. Second, product authenticity of your own products. In other words, if you claim that these bottles are glass, they better not be plastic. If you claim that this silverware or this knife or whatever is made of stainless steel, it better be actually stainless steel. Because at some point, if it's not what you claim, someone's going to figure that out and they're going to come after you. And that could cause your account not only to get unhealthy, but to be unsuspended. And it's really hard to get ungated in a product category on Amazon when the entire account is suspended. Another one is complying with product safety laws. I mean, come on, guys, common sense. Just obey the laws. Don't do something stupid. If you're selling something, don't go against the law. And then finally, honor Amazon's listing policies. I mean, this includes so much, but let me just give you one example. Your main photo, called your featured photo, if you take that little area on top, 85% must be filled with your image. Well, that's kind of common sense, right? Because you're going to sell better if more of it is filled with your image than less. Yes, but there are still third-party sellers out there. You know, like 50% of the area is the product and the rest is a bunch of gray space around and it looks horrible. That's a simple example of common sense. If you're building your product to the best quality you can, if you are honoring copyright trademark laws, and if you're making your listing as appealing as possible and following through on what you tell your customers, there's no reason you cannot have a healthy Amazon account. Let me give you the last tip. Use legitimate commercial invoices. Now, if you're wondering why on earth do I need a commercial invoice, that tells me you probably have not been selling for very long. But if you sold for more than 3 days on Amazon, you probably know what this is. It's when Amazon comes along and says, hey, I need commercial invoices just to make sure you're a valid seller. Do you have the right to sell that product? No problem. Because guess what? When I ordered the product from a factory in China, before I paid the remaining 70%, because if you watched the last podcast, you remember how we talked about 30% usually is a down payment. And then you get a product inspection. And if it's approved, then you pay the remaining 70%. Before you pay the 70%, you require a commercial invoice. Hey, supplier, no problem. Send me the commercial invoice. No. Well, I'm not going to pay you then. Okay, we'll send it. But Seth, I got the commercial invoice and the whole thing is in Chinese. You're telling me I got to go to learn Mandarin? Well, just translate it. It's not a big deal. Seth, it's in a Google sheet. Someone could literally make a commercial invoice. I know. You're telling me it's okay? Yes, that's your invoice. That's what Amazon wants to see. At some point, Amazon is going to require a commercial invoice from you as proof that you legitimately purchased this product from a legitimate supplier. So make sure you have a legitimate commercial invoice. The best way to get it is require it from the supplier before paying their final 70%. Now, someone out there is listening right now and you're thinking, Seth, you told me just a minute ago to sell as much as I can on Amazon. You also told me to keep my Amazon seller account healthy, correct? And you also said use legitimate commercial invoices. Yeah. And you said this is how I'm going to qualify to get ungated. That's correct. Thank you for listening. Seth, you didn't teach me how to apply for ungating. Yeah. And the reason I didn't is because this is the most intuitive part and you're going to love it. You ready? Here's how you do it. Go to Seller Central. Click, if you're using the new view, not the old view. I use the new view. I forget what they call it. Not the like classic view. They try to make it cool by calling it classic, I think. Click on the three horizontal lines in the top left of your screen. Go to add a product. Click on the little phrase that says, this listing doesn't exist. And it's going to pull up all these categories. And you start scrolling. And let's just say you notice one of them. It's CDs and vinyl. And there's a little padlock next to it on the right side. You're going to click that lock in case that's what you want to sell. And that lock's going to open up a page for you. And this is an application for ungating. And you're simply going to follow the steps that Amazon gives you to apply, and they may or may not ask for commercial invoices. So commercial invoices actually have double value. Not only is it good in case Amazon asks you for an invoice, but if you're applying for ungating, you need that invoice. And that's where you're going to upload it. Now remember, it depends on the product category. Some Amazon is going to ask you for a couple organs from your body. And for others, they're just going to ask you to, you know, say, hi, my name is Seth and you're approved. It's crazy, but that's how it is. Literally follow the steps. So again, Seller Central, click catalog, add product, type in the product you want to sell, select the product type, and click request approval, fill out and submit the application. If Amazon rejects your request, all is lost, all is doom, give up on life, it's over for you. You know, you might think I'm crazy, but there are actually some people who respond to this that way. I don't get it. They've gone through so many conversations with their spouse and with their friends and set aside money and gotten all excited, and then boom, they hit an obstacle and they go, all is lost. No, it's not. Welcome to life. Welcome to getting tough. Welcome to obstacles. I don't know a single business on planet Earth who didn't suffer a lot and go through hell before they succeeded. Airbnb, Reddit, Evernote, Apple, the list goes on and on. These companies suffered a ton. They went through a very dark time, and it was their resilience through that time that helped them to really come to grips with, who am I? Oh yeah, I was meant for this. Let's go, baby. You have an awesome rest of your day. I hope this is super helpful to you. This is Seth Kniep, keeping it real. Look, if I could walk around like an idiot with a single dime talking to random people, trying to get them to double it and turn that into a multi-million business, there is no reason you cannot succeed building your business on Amazon FBA. And I wish you with all my heart success on this day of blessing that you have. Have a great day.